Yes, so this morning is 90th birthday. We've got a few balloons along there, along the wall. Thank you for that. It's different than probably I first envisaged, because when I thought about it, there was no lockdown. So hopefully during the year we'll do one or two things that can build upon what God has done over the last 9 decades. But I thought this morning would be a chance to remind ourselves of our vision and our mission, and especially how it applies to us here at Donington, based in Northwest London. So, Psalm 67. Psalm 67. This is built, this psalm, on who God is and what God has said. It's built on what God has said and who God is. Who is God? Well, he is gracious and he's just, he's fair. What has he said? What has he said to us as people? Two great passages from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 12 and Numbers chapter 6. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, God's call to Abraham. God says, I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to bless Abraham and I'm going to bless people. So in Genesis 12 and verses 1 to 3, he says, I will make you a blessing to other people. All the peoples on earth will be blessed through you. That is, we talk about Jewish people as the chosen people. But they're chosen for a reason. They're chosen for a purpose. And the purpose is other people. That's why they've been chosen. So what happens when God's people, the chosen people, fall in line with Genesis 12? What happens when they live out that purpose that was originally given to Abraham? You get Psalm 67. Yeah, and so the second passage is then Numbers 6, which we've looked at. That popular Christian song, The Blessing, which is a temple prayer originally, from the priests to the people. Now, and it says there, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Okay? Now, that peace needs unpacking. Okay? It's not a general blessing to the whole of Britain. Britain, you don't have to change your behavior. Britain, you can just continue in your disobedience. But God bless you. It needs explaining. But it's still a beautiful thing, isn't it? Now, Psalm 67, verse 1. Have a listen to this. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all the nations. So, this is number 6 with Genesis 12. What is the call? Bless us. Favor us. Do good things for us. But do you notice? It's for a reason. It's for a purpose. It is for the lost. It is for lost people in the world, that they will hear and they will be saved. They'll be rescued. That is, God is holy and just, and therefore people are in danger. Even to this day, we're in danger because of our words. We're in danger because of our actions. We're in danger because of our inaction. There's a danger of judgment. There's a danger of rejection. There's a danger of eternal punishment. It is a very real danger. What does the psalmist believe? What does the songwriter believe? He believes there's a way out of the judgment. There's a possible way out of the judgment. And so what you have here is a prayer. And effectively, what we've got in this morning is A tale of two prayers. A tale of two prayers. This is prayer number one. That people would take the way out, that they'd find the way out. And there's a deep spiritual concern. Who is the prayer for? Well, have a look. Verse 2. Verse 2. That your ways, that your salvation among all the nations. Verse 3. May all the peoples praise you. Verse 5. May all the peoples praise you. Verse 7. All the ends of the earth will fear him. So who is this prayer for? It's for all people. It's for everyone. It's for the whole world. Regardless of your background, regardless of your ethnicity, it's for everyone. All people. So in this world, how many nations are there? How many nations are there in the world? I have a guess. Two. Very close. 195. 195 different nations. But within those nations, how many people groups are there? I won't get you to guess, but they're saying it's up to 24,000 different people groups within the 195 countries. What the psalmist is saying is, Lord, will you bless us? As you bless us, will you bless them also? The 195 nations, the 24,000 people groups. We want the whole world to hear. And so the mission of these people is world mission. It is God-centered world prayer. And what kind of prayer is this? It's a prayer for God. So verse 2, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. So the first thing about God is, God, we want you to be known. We want people to know about you personally. That people can be rescued from God's anger with sin and disobedience. They can. They really can. You can. You can really be rescued. It is possible. It can happen. One of the main steps is you really need to know him. You really need to know him. And it is worth knowing him. Verse 3, which is also going to be repeated in verse 5. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. So what is this prayer about? It's about a desire that the peoples of the world would praise God. That they would advertise his greatness. That his greatness would be verbalized to God and to others. Verse 4. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. Verse 4. We pray that God would be known, that he'd be praised, that he would be enjoyed. Enjoyed. Yeah, I don't think our world makes that connection with God. Really. Perhaps it's the unhappiness of the Christians who sort of look a bit morose when they're going to church. Yeah? But the whole idea of enjoyment and God is literally separated. Enjoyment has to do with something else on the side that I'm going to do or watch. But actually, there is no greater enjoyment than really knowing God and really spending time with him. Because that is an enjoyment that doesn't need circumstances. And then lastly, verse 7. God will bless us and all of the ends of the earth will fear him. So the prayer is that God would be known. The prayer is that he would be praised. The prayer is that he would be enjoyed. The prayer is he would be feared. That he would be treated with reverence, with respect, with awe. With awe as we gaze on his character. He is glorious. He is mighty. He is powerful. He is beautiful. He is pure. And that should make us, should rather should leave us with our mouths wide open. So this, I think, is one of the most selfless prayers in the whole Bible. They're not getting anything out of it, but they're getting everything out of it because they're glorifying their Father. So when you go to the New Testament, where do you see this prayer? Well, I think number one would be verse 2, where it says that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Fully known, fully revealed. At this point in world history, Psalm 67, not everything was known about God's plan. But with the coming of Jesus, the plan is fully known. What does he say in John chapter 14, in the upper room? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one will come to the Father except through me. Except through me. He's saying exclusively, I am now the way to God. I am now the way to salvation. If you want to be saved, follow me. And if you notice there, there's a way to go. So there's guidance. It's not that he says, okay, you're saved, it's up to you, you find yourself in glory. He guides us. He continues to guide us through his word. He rescues us from judgment through his death. You want salvation? Expansion of verse 2, Psalm 67. Now you must trust Christ. How did people respond to that call? Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. How did they respond when his disciples, his apostles, took the message to the world? Okay, well, turn with me to Revelation chapter 7. Revelation 7. Revelation chapter 7. Revelation chapter 7. How did the nations respond? Well, in the Gospels and in the Acts, the nations came. So you see Jesus or the apostles encountering the Syrophoenician woman, Gentile, Roman centurion, Gentile, Simon of Cyrene, Gentile, mixed race Samaritans, Ethiopian eunuch, Greeks, group of Greek people who turn up, Gentiles. You see that in the Gospels, the nations coming to Christ. In the book of Acts, the great event is Pentecost. And what happens there? Jewish people from all over the Roman Empire hear the gospel. And then what do? They go back to their own places and begin to tell Jewish people and Gentiles about this Jesus. They share him with others. But have a look at this, Revelation 7. And verse 9. Revelation 7 verse 9 says this. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God, and who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. At West Kilburn Baptist Church, there's an upper room, okay, an extension. If you go upstairs of this upper room, there's a print of a painting that was given to the church by a couple of missionaries who served in Pakistan. And on this print represented are people from every continent of the world. Okay, and it's, their faces are drawn, and there's about probably 30 of them in a painting about this size. And beneath it has the words of Revelation 7. Revelation 7. that what is the answer to Psalm 67? What happens when God answers Psalm 67? You get Revelation 7. That's what you get. You get the peoples of the world who trust now in Jesus. The nations gather to worship. God answered this prayer. And that is where you see it ultimately answered. And that takes us to us. That takes us to prayer number 2 and Donington. Where are we in all this? We've got Psalm 67. We've got the New Testament. We've got the end of the world. Where are we? We are historically somewhere between Pentecost and glory. We're somewhere between the end of the Bible age and the consummation of the age when Jesus returns. That's where you are. That's where I am historically. That is, we are part of the answer to Psalm 67. This is what happens when Jewish people, hundreds of years before, pray Psalm 67 in the temple. You get people like us. So we are part of the Psalm 67 prayer, but we're now those who will serve Psalm 67 where we can. And one of the main ways we're going to do this is through prayer. Now, our history. In our history, is there someone who prayed a prayer like Psalm 67? Do we have an example for us of someone in the history of Donington who prayed a Psalm 67 prayer? Okay, now wait for this. What do you know about a man called Ernest Grimwood? Ernest Grimwood. He was the first pastor of what was called then the Willesden Christian Fellowship that met here. That would become Donington Hall. That would become Donington Evangelical Church. And he was the minister here in between 1931 and 1934. Apparently, he wrote books, and he was also a man with a heart for mission. So he wrote an article. I picked this up on Google, isn't it? A magnificent thing. Google. Far East. He had a real concern for lost people in China. And here's the thing. 40 years ago, Donington would have been how old? If we're 90 now, 40 years, how old were we? Well done. Someone's awake. 50 years. Right? So there's a 50th anniversary at Donington. And they put together a booklet. And at the 50th anniversary, they must have spoken to people who remembered the first pastor after 50 years. Now, they said, this man, between 1931 and 1934, when he was leading services here in this hall, he would regularly say this, Father, make Donington a watershed blessing to the ends of the earth. He said it lots of different occasions, regularly from the front. He said, Father, make Donington a watershed of blessing to the ends of the earth. How big is that? Now, that God would use this small group to serve his purposes in the world. Now, if that's not Psalm 67, I don't know what is. I don't know what is if that's not Psalm 67. And at this 50th anniversary, they spoke about answers to his prayer. And they were talking about people moving on from Donington, becoming a pastor, becoming missionaries, becoming youth workers, Sunday school teachers, evangelists, I think one or two missionaries going throughout the UK, beginning to go into the overseas. So a former member of Donington became the leader of the British Evangelical Council. Former pastor of Donington becomes the leader of the Fellowship of Independent Evangelical Churches across the nation. But you know, sometimes God can ask more than, or rather can answer more than we can ever imagine. What would Mr. Grimwood make of us? What would he make of this area? What would he make of this area being the most ethnically diverse place in the UK, and therefore one of the most ethnically diverse places in history? We can get used to it. We can get too used to it, seeing all these different nations. It's not normal historically. It just isn't. And we are in either number one or number two most ethnically diverse place in London. In London. What would he make of it? And because that would make it one of the most exciting, complex mission fields anywhere in the world. And what if we said to Mr. Grimwood, do you know between the time 2014 and 2021, do you know that people from over 30 nations have come to this fellowship either to worship or to learn or to respond or to grow or to serve? Over 30 different nations. I reckon he'd have fallen off his chair. He'd have been absolutely shocked. But as a man of mission, he'd have been okay. He'd have got up off the chair and probably had a good smile. Because that was on his heart. His heart was mission. His heart was never that Donington would just, I don't know, do little bits and pieces around Willesden or Kilburn or Harlesden or Cricklewood or Neasden. His heart was for the whole world. Now, who are we? We are the answer to Psalm 67. But we are also the answer to make Donington a watershed blessing to the ends of the earth. We don't worship the past. Okay, which is one of the great reasons and one of the great things about serving in Donington. You don't get a lot of people that you get at other churches who come alongside, hey, we don't do it that way. We've been doing it this way since 1962. And therefore, we don't have to do it this way. You know, you shouldn't be doing it that way, Pastor. We don't have that. The people who lead it, they don't have those issues. Which is great. So we don't worship the past. But where the past speaks powerfully into the present, we'll have some of that. We're down with it. We're interested. Now, if you've got a situation, yeah, where we're trying to say, look, what should we be doing? What should our identity be? What should our vision be? Well, here's the clues. We're in one of the most ethnically diverse places in the UK. We've had people from over 30 nations come into worship here. Okay? The first pastor was praying about being a watershed to the ends of the earth. You look in the Baptist book, yeah, that gives a list of the people baptized, you see that the first lady had some Italian background. The last lady had an Asian stroke America's background. And there are the clues. We simply got to join it up. We're here for the nations. We're here for world mission. Okay, let's get practical in the last few moments. How can we move forward in mission? How can we honor the prayers of the past, Psalm 67, watershed to the ends of the earth? Pray, read, give, go. Pray, read, give, go. Pray. Use Psalm 67 and other passages to pray. Grow your prayers. Understand more of what God's doing in the world. Operation World is a great resource online. The PrayerMate app is a great resource that people use to find out more about what God is doing in the world. Read. Read the stories of great missionaries. Hudson Taylor, William Carey, Adoniram Judson. Read about great women. Amy Carmichael, Helen Roosevelt. Read about those who brought the gospel to your area, where you're from. Do you know? Do you know the person who brought the gospel to Persia? Do you know the person who brought the gospel to the Caribbean? Do you know the person who brought the gospel to East Africa? Do you know the person who brought the gospel to Southeast Asia? Do you know the person who brought the gospel to Eastern Europe? Well, I kind of find out. It's all there. There's a massive library. It's called internet. Let's find out about our heritage. Let's find out about our forefathers. So we read, we pray, we give. For every £1 that is given to Donington Evangelical Church, between 15 to say 18 pence goes to World Mission. Either work in Pakistan or Japan or the Middle East or Nigeria or Burkina or here in London. Donington has a massive history of giving, which is why Donington would be excited by Nigerians worshipping here. East Africans worshiping, because they were giving for decades before to was it Kwaibo Mission Africa. They've been giving for decades. They loved it. We read, we pray, we give. We've got to go. That sharing something about your faith, and I think this is on three levels. Level one, just gossiping the gospel locally to people who don't look like you. Not from your particular background. Praying and sowing seed with people of other cultures. Using literature. We've actually got foreign literature out there. You can actually give to people if their English isn't too clever. That's number one. Number two is specific Donington witness in the community. Now we're restricted because of lockdown. We don't do much. We're waiting for that to be lifted. But when you go, know that you are doing world mission, because you are going to meet people from almost every corner of the world. It's absolutely exciting. It really is. You're almost in a sort of Acts 2 situation. The people coming from all over the world. It's a great opportunity. And then level three, and this may be a challenge for some of you, but look, what about going on mission? Not with Donington now, but with other groups and mission societies. Is that something you've ever done? A beach mission, working with, say, Friends International. People doing work in the UK, serving on one of the Operation Mobilisation boats. Doing a short-term mission, going for perhaps a week or 2 weeks. Giving up that holiday. And raising money and then going and serving the Lord and seeing what he's doing around the world. Not all of us will be able to do that, but some of us may be able to. And I tell you, if you do it, it will completely explode everything you've thought about mission. It will grow you in ways you've never, ever grown before. So let's end where we started with the two prayers. Let me read them to you as we finish. Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all the nation. Donington birthday present, recovery of one of the great prayers in our history. Father, make Donington a watershed of blessing to the ends of the world.